Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
Here's the big challenge of life. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. That's the challenge. And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got.
Most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. So I can't make you do it, nor do I have the time or energy to force you into that place that I know you have to be to do it. There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen.
Would I be able to do it? Would I? You don't know. Until you say, yeah, I'm gonna take action. Nothing changes if nothing changes, man. And I'm not preaching at you. I just want to remind you, because I've spent a lot of time in my life sitting around wanting things to change. And not being able to make them change and not thinking I could. And I wish somebody had told me that earlier sometimes. That in order for something to change, there needs to be change.
It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem. Real problem. I can understand you misunderstand me running down the street, shirt off. I get it. If you misunderstand what I'm saying right now today, the problem is you. And you don't want to fix it.
Here's how to get older without getting better. Keep relearning the same lesson. If you keep making the same mistake over and over, the mistake isn't the problem. You are.
There was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days and all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work, be like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this fucking damn motivated? Because this is what it takes.
It's not about the shoes. It's about knowing where you're going. Not forgetting where you started. It's about having the courage to fail. Not breaking when you're broken.
Laziness is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow that will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal, the way we were created, is when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done. We can move mountains. But when that pressure, like almost like a barometric pressure, releases and we don't feel the need to get something done, we can become incredibly lazy because there's no necessity. So you have to create necessity in your life. You have to create the need to get things done.
Why do that much? Why go that far? Why try to become everything? That's a good question, why? And you're the only one personally that can answer that question for yourself. One of the big thrusts for success is to come up with a strong enough why. And if the why is powerful, the how is easy. If the vision isn't clear, the old prophet said, without a vision we die, without a vision we perish, without a dream we're nothing.
Most people, the bottom 80%, are lazy. They're looking for an easy way. They're looking for a shortcut to be successful. And there aren't any. But if you do something repeatedly over and over, you develop a habit. So most people are in the habit of looking for easy ways to get the things they want.
It's almost like you have to have the ability to go to the deep end, no matter whether or not you'll ever go there.
Right. Yes.
And some people are like, well, I'm never going to go to the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
But you should be able to.
Yes. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to forego?
If you're struggling, if you're frustrated with yourself, if you're at that point where you're so sick of yourself and your excuses, I've been there, Stephen's been there. This is a normal part of the human experience. And at some point, either the pain is going to get big enough, or you're going to bump into somebody's story somewhere on this planet who has been in the position that you're in right now, facing the stuff that you're facing right now. And there is something about their story at this exact moment in time that will ignite something in you that is missing. And what is missing in you right now is hope.
Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. While some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
Playing out the fear, Layla says this, and I love it, but that fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all, and you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that it's not death, you're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen.
Is there advice you can give to young kids that are living through a situation of any sort, a tough life?
Try to find a thing that you really enjoy. Try to find a thing that you're passionate about. Everybody thinks they're a loser. Every young person thinks they're a loser. At least a young person in the situation I was at. Like, I didn't know I wasn't a loser until I started winning, until I started doing martial arts. Martial arts taught me that, like, I could get better at stuff, that I wasn't really a loser.
I want to maximize what I can. I want to be the best that I can be. I want to do things well, and I don't want to leave stuff on the table, but I don't want to be chasing the end goal so much that I never actually enjoyed the process of getting there, because ultimately that's really all that matters. But you're going to look back at any destination and realize that it was 99.9% journey and only, you know, one day of celebrating achieving the thing.
You're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read and write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it.
Hey, Theo, this is Greg from Indiana. I actually just wanted to call and tell you, so I was at work the other day, and I've just been kind of in this, like, rut at work. It's not a bad job, but I just really want to get out of it. So I was catching up on some of your podcasts, and you said something that, like, resonated with me. You know, you said, nothing changes if nothing changes. I thought about it, and I went home and I applied for a job I'm probably not qualified for, but I was like, I'll just take a shot. And the next day I get a call from them at the interview. It goes well. She says she's going to set me up with an in-person interview. Never even had it. They email me a few days later and I got the job. So now I'm going to be doing a job that I think I will appreciate more and enjoy more, and I'll be making double the money that I'm making now.
Bro, that's awesome, man. That's really great. Congratulations for trying something new. Yeah, it's crazy to sometimes think, like, what can happen if we decide, I'm going to see what happens when I decide that I am qualified. What happens when I decide for myself that I'm going to do something different?
I've made huge, huge, huge developments while I was staying up until 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, running a nightlife business. You can make huge developments in your personal growth journey while you're doing a 9-to-5.
You have this moment where you go, well, what if? What if this is the time sobriety sticks? What if I go to therapy and I actually do change the way that I think? What if I could get out of debt? If that person did it, maybe I could do it. And without either hope or that kind of rock bottom moment, I don't think you're going to change.
We can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time.
You are responsible for your life. And if you're sitting around waiting on somebody to save you, to fix you, to even help you, you are wasting your time, because only you have the power to take responsibility to move your life forward. What matters is now, this moment, and your willingness to see this moment for what it is, accept it, forgive the past, take responsibility, and move forward. I came to realize that all the time I was praying to God, asking for God to do something, God was waiting on me.
How many times do you have to hear, if nothing changes, nothing changes? Right? And yet, somehow we expect things to change.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
The time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow.
I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
Because if you're thinking, then you're not taking action. And if you're not taking action, then there's no consequence. And if there's no consequence, then there's nothing to be afraid of. The overthinking can be an excuse for actual fear.
It doesn't matter whether I achieve all of my goals or I don't achieve all of the goals. In 3 generations, I'll be forgotten. And the only people who were naysaying against me will also be dead. And so then it's like, just do it for me.
You know, we'll sit around forever wondering, well, what if I was a dog catcher? Would I be the best? What if I was a, you know?
We expect things to change. You think you're going to get in better shape. You think you're going to get more money. You think your relationship is going to improve. You think you're going to get promoted. You think you're going to get a raise. You think the world is going to get better without you doing anything, but it isn't. Nothing is going to change unless you change what you're doing. Change the time that you wake up. Change what you do when you get out of bed. That's what you need to do. You have to change some things or nothing will change. So make changes. And start little. Get up a little bit earlier. Get a workout done. That's what you need to do.
A positive place that you draw mental strength from when life is difficult has to be, I just want to be better and I'm trying my best. That's all that there is. You want to be better. That is something to be proud of. You want to leave it all on the field of play. You want to make yourself as good as you can. You want to make the world a better place. You want to have an impact. All of these things are just all positives.
What really breaks my heart is how stuck people are, and that there are things you can do to change your life for the better. If you don't have hope and you don't have this breakthrough where you have for just a millisecond this insight where you go, well, what if things did work out? If you don't have that moment, most people stay so stuck in resignation.
If you are trying to battle the same boss over and over again, and you don't change what you're doing, and the boss keeps beating you, then it's not the game's problem. It's your problem. You are the problem.
I was not always this strong guy, you see. I went through a lot of hard times in my life to get here today. And a story I'll tell you with real quick. I tried once to get in the Air Force to be an Air Force pararescueman. And I quit for fear of the water. I was 175 pounds. I left the Air Force 4 years later at 300 pounds. I went from 175 to 300 pounds. There's a long story in there on how that came to be.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
Why pay the price? Why work this hard? Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why try to do it all? Why try to see it all? Why try to have it all? Why do it? Why learn it? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to become all that you can possibly become?
So I define learning by same condition, new behavior. And so when you go to a video game and you battle through the level and you battle the boss, if you keep doing the same thing to the boss and you keep losing, then you have not learned because you have the same condition and the same behavior. And so I often say that, like, for anyone who's listening to this podcast, if the goal is to get better and you're like, man, I really want to learn something from this podcast. If you listen to this podcast and then you're in the same exact conditions as you were before, and then you do not change your behavior, you learned nothing. And so using that definition has at least allowed me to change my behavior faster, which then goes into rate of learning, which I define as intelligence. And so a lot of people are like, man, he's so smart, but he just doesn't. It's like, well, then if he doesn't change his behavior and he's in the same conditions, he's not that smart.
The more that you're able to let go and not fear about stuff, the more enjoyable you'll find it. So the thing that is making you better is the thing which is making you feel pain. And this is a perennial balance. What would have had to have happened in a week for you to look back on that week with pride? Maybe stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m., and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action.
The path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else, and that's not where you want to be.
When you were born, you are a phenomenon. You are unique. Your DNA has never occurred in the history of the universe, going back billions of years. It will never occur in the future. Your life experience with your parents and everything that you experience in your early years going on up is unique. It's yours. You're one of a kind, right? So that is your source of power. To waste that is just the worst thing you can do in your life. And what the power is finding that uniqueness, what makes you you, and how you can mine that, and how you can go deep into it and use that to create a career path.
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something.
You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. Because that's what I've done. My whole life has been like that. Inside of me, it has been, as soon as it's all lined up, I'm going to show you myself. As soon as I've got it all looking the way I want, I'm going to show up for you. I'm never going to get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down, and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough or warm enough in here, I'm going to show up. But the candle's getting smaller.
It's more socially acceptable to be our own biggest critic than it is to be our own biggest cheerleader.
10 years before I've heard it put into words, if you can be in a bad mood for no reason, you can be in a good mood for no reason.
There's a quote that I've fallen in love with. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding. The magic you are looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
You need to just keep living. Listen to the pain. It's both history teacher and fortune teller. Pain teaches us who we are, Wade. Sometimes it's so bad we feel like we're dying. But we can't really live till we died a little, can we?
People don't get it. There's great joy in the grind. Great joy in the suffering. It totally cleanses your body out, man, of any kind of hate. Makes you grow up.
What I want to invite you to do, what I want you to consider, is that every single time you go and do something hard, that's the story you've told yourself, that it's easier said than done. You know, it's kind of hard to do that. Well, it's supposed to be f***ing hard. Look, if growing stronger and building muscle were f***ing easy, you'd have no reason to go to the gym. You'd have no, there would be no growth if there was no challenge.
And I'm answering your questions. Every question I'm answering, I'm with you. But in the back of my mind, all I'm thinking about is all the times I could have won those matches that I lost by not bringing my best mindset. You're haunted by all the opportunities that you missed by not bringing your best at that time. When you could have won, but you didn't win because you allowed life to interfere with that one shot. When you're sitting there getting ready to serve for the match and your mind is not thinking about where that ball placement needs to be, but it's thinking about your family this or this at work or that at work. That's greatness. Greatness is your recall on every single shot that you missed throughout a 20-some year career. Every shot, you can go back and say, I was here. This person was in the red shirt there. Greatness is being so aware of the time of life in the second that went by, and you can recall like it was yesterday. Greatness is being able to go back there, not making that same mistake again, and being haunted by it.
There really are only two macro level motivators that we have in life, and that's pleasure and pain. I want people to understand is, okay, so if nature only gave you two things to motivate you, pleasure and pain, why would you eliminate half of them? And so most people think that life is about avoiding the pain. I'm here to tell you right now, in a very controlled fashion, it is about really experiencing the pain, learning from it. Pain plus reflection equals progress.
Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been.
The one thing I would tell them is, and I would tell them to get it tattooed on your arm. And it would say, it's supposed to be fucking hard.
You say you are morally obligated to do remarkable things.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I think partly because life is so difficult and challenging that unless you give it everything you have, the chances are very high that it will embitter you, and then you'll be a force for darkness and not good. And so, you know, the fact that life is short and can be brutal can terrify you into hiding and avoiding. You can flip that on its head and understand that since you're all in anyways, you might as well take the risks that are adventurous. There isn't anything more adventurous than the truth. So why is that a moral obligation? Well, if you hide and you don't let what's inside of you out and you don't bring into the world what you could bring and you become
cynical and bitter, you will start doing very dark things. Not only will you not add to the world what you could add, but you'll start being jealous of people who are competent and doing well and work to destroy them. So that's the pathway to hell. Really.
The only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer.
We're built to walk uphill. And when you reach the pinnacle of the hill, you want to stop and appreciate the vision. But the next thing you want is a higher hill in the distance, because it's from the uphill climb that we derive our value. And I mean this technically. So almost all the positive emotion we feel, that's experienced in relationship to a goal. And so in some sense, you want a goal that you can never attain, right? So you can always move closer to the goal that recedes as you move towards it. You think, well, that's frustrating. It's like Sisyphus pushing the rock uphill. But it's not, because as you pursue that goal, you put yourself together and your life does get better and richer and more abundant. You want them to be above everything you're doing so you can continually move towards something that's more sublime and better. That's what you are. You're here to live, not to sleep.
Everything worthwhile is uphill. You see, every dream that you've ever had, it's all uphill. If you have a great relationship with somebody, you had to work on it. It's uphill. If you've built a wonderful business, guess what? It was uphill. If you've made the right decisions, they're not easy, are they? It's uphill. And the only way that you can go uphill is to be intentional. Nobody ever accidentally went uphill. You've never talked to a successful person and said, how did you get to the top of the mountain? And then look at you and say, I have no idea. If they're at the top of the mountain, they know how they got there, because they had to have effort. It took energy. It took time. Everything worthwhile is uphill.
Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
Those I can't catch a break guys,
yeah.
Get them the fuck away from me. I can't be around those guys. I don't want to hear that. I don't buy it. Because everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a ton of bad breaks. But you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard. And the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it.
I f***ed up everything I've ever done 100 times. There's no other way to do it. And I've had a bunch of shitty breaks. Everybody has. But you gotta realize when you have those shitty breaks what that is. Bro, you gotta f***ing stop. You gotta stop with all this I can't catch a break bull. All the time you're complaining, you could be instead hustling. You could be instead chasing your dream. You could be instead figuring out what you're doing wrong, trying to improve certain aspects of your life, getting your shit together, reading a book, meditating, something.
He's okay. Damn, Rod, come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! Tomorrow.
What do you think most people get wrong about motivation?
They think it's a permanent fix. They think it's something that is a constant. They think that maybe once I get it, I'm going to hold on to it. And that's the thing about that I always talk about. It's nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent. And a lot of times you have to learn to perform without motivation. You have to learn to perform without purpose. You have to learn to perform a lot of different things. And that's what people think. They think I need to have this motivation to work out, to study, to be better. So if they don't have it, they just don't do it. And that's where you fail.
That's why losing in life is so important. Whether it's getting dumped, getting fired, losing a game, loss, those feelings where things didn't work out your way, that's important because it lets you know this is the bad feeling that comes when it goes wrong and you improve, and then it makes the good feelings of victory all the better.
You have to suffer. You have to make that a tattoo on your f-ing brain so when that hard time comes again, you don't forget it.
If you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business. If you think ordinary's cool, ain't no problem. It's some really, really wonderful ordinary people. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra. You put extra on top of ordinary and you come up with extraordinary. It's no other way. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category. Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life. It ain't even 24 hours in a day. You cannot be sleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in LA and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life and your ass was asleep.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
People don't get it. There's great joy in the grind. Great joy in the suffering. It totally cleanses your body out, man, of any kind of hate. Makes you grow up.
And I realize that life isn't fair. It's not fair. Mm-hmm. And you better figure out some tools and some ways to stop feeling sorry for yourself, because no one is coming to rescue you. No one feels sorry for you.
There's so much opportunity on the other side of being willing to persist for an extended period of time on the correct path without getting positive reinforcement from your environment. And the longer you can stick with something without that positive feedback loop in terms of the big external thing, the easier the opportunities are, because so few people can pursue them.
Difficult things make regular life less difficult. And that sounds so simplistic, but particularly physically difficult things. Because when you do things that are physically difficult, the strain of making yourself do those things, it's very valuable. It's not just valuable like exercise and fitness and martial arts and running and whatever you're doing that's really difficult. It's not just valuable in terms of like health and the way you look, but it's also valuable for your mind.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless. Regardless of how I feel and how depressed I am, the sun is gonna shine in the morning. And at nighttime, the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right, well, gotta figure it out. Made some mistakes. Life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point.
You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. He was tired. He have personal problem, family. Nobody cares.
We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book. But when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book?
Yeah. What was really your work ethic like, and for how long did you stay disciplined?
Well, every day. I mean, since, you know, 20 years. I mean, it was an everyday process and trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses. For example, jumping ability. Now, my vertical was a 40, wasn't a 46 or a 40, 45. My hands are big, but they're not massive. Right, so you got to figure out ways to strengthen them so your hands are strong enough to be able to palm a ball and do the things that you need to do. Quickness, I was quick, but not insanely quick. I was fast, but not ridiculously fast. Right, so I had to rely on skill a lot more. I had to rely on angles a lot more. I had to study the game a lot more, and it just never changed.
What I found is that winning doesn't happen on show day. It happens in the early mornings, painful workouts, long cardio sessions, and hungry nights. Happens in those moments of fear we all have when faced with a difficult goal, and then more so in what you make of that fear. It happens in every second of every day before you win. If you can take every opportunity you have to bring yourself closer to your goal, win every one of those opportunities, all while becoming more resilient in the process, how can you lose? That is an exciting opportunity.
I became obsessed with being the baddest that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do. It's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off.
How bad do you want it? There's two options. To continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth. And forever, you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to ever find that dream again. For it is dead. And in its death, it's replaced by regret.
What's the least amount of sleep you played a game on?
No sleep.
Is there a story where it's like, you know, no one knows about where you went and played a game and it was so insane for whatever reasons?
No sleep.
You played a game with zero sleep.
Zero sleep. It's like, you know, kids, you know, Natalia had a certain, you know, health situation or what have you, and you're staying up all night, and then you got to go out and perform because fans don't know. You know, teammates don't know, nor do they care, nor should they, that you've been up all night. You got to perform. Like, I see a lot of players take vacations with other players that are close friends, and they'll just take vacations just to take vacations, or just hang out just to hang out. Like, I never did that. But
why,
it was a choice.
Why didn't you do that?
Well, because when I retire, I didn't want to have to say, I wish I would have done more.
All week you was work hard. End of the week, if you don't tie it, this is good question. You have to worry about yourself. But this is Saturday. Your 6 day you work so hard, of course you're going to tie it. Tomorrow rest, and Monday we're going to begin one more training. If you don't want, go back to Dagestan and stay with your mom. She's going to give you every day good breakfast. Yeah. You don't do nothing. Stay there. But if you come here, don't complain. You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say, like, you're tired? Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. He was tired. He had personal problem, family problem. Nobody cares.
A lot of people live their entire lives not fulfilling their purpose. One time in my life, I felt that. What was my purpose? Till you find the center of your being, you will continue to walk, going through the motions.
The one companion that's always going to be with you is yourself. Yourself is what you have. And you need to encourage yourself. You need to look around and you need to be able to say, look, I'm not stuck here unless I choose to stay here. If you don't have somebody who's going to do that, become that somebody.
What's something difficult you're going through that people don't often see?
I mean, my mind is a storm. I don't think most people would want to be me. They may think they would want to be me, but they don't. They don't know. They don't understand.
There's 24 hours in the day where you're alone in this brain, and your brain is talking to you in all kinds of ways, and it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. You got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to get there. If you can't control your own brain, it's over.
Every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the face, man. Life is going to throw all kinds of crazy shit at you, and you have to be ready for it, and you got to fucking deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on. Great things happen and really bad things happen, and you got to take it all in stride, and you got to pick yourself up the next day, strap your fucking shoes back on, and get out there and go to fucking war again.
It's that mentality. It's the mentality, bring it on, motherfucker. I can take it. You can't break this shit. I'm stronger than you think I am. And everything you throw at me and all the hardships you throw at me, you might knock me down, but I get back up and I'll be stronger for it. It's that mentality that builds an iconic status that centuries from now people still talk about.
Nobody cares. You know, at the end of the day, nobody cares.
what we're going through, how your body feels. Nobody cares. We gotta do our job. And we emphasize that to each other again today. You know, hey, I got your back, you got mine. Nobody cares, man. We gotta go. Is it fair? No. Life is tough sometimes, and it's not fair, and it doesn't care sometimes. But you're gonna hold true to what you believe, and you're gonna hold true to who you are, and you're gonna be that person whether it's easier or it's not.
I go to such places in my mind, and I study the darkness. There was no team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom. I lived alone for so many years in this misery. I can take myself to such a level of real passion and purpose. I've trained 99% of my life alone. I did all of the work alone.
I never ran from anything because I never had nobody to go to. I've always had that where I'm going. Home to get me. Ain't nobody there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I've always been in a situation where I'm forced to deal with it myself.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everybody else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap. That's just you rooting for you. The path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people.
The superpower of learning to be alone and enjoying it. These times where you just think about things, just be alone and think about things, are so rare these days. During those rare times is when you really get to understand what you actually believe or don't believe.
It's a lonely journey. You're isolated. Those who used to keep pace with you will fall off. They'll see where their world ends and yours begins. Your ability to suffer, endure, outwork must be greater. You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever. No one's effing coming to save you.
No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. Unless you understand that you've got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true.
Largely, everyone needs to go through the same challenges that you're going through. Every single difficult thing that you do is kind of like a massive wall that you need to get over. And you go, wow, I'm so glad that I've got over that wall. And think about how many other people are going to fall that wall.
What I've learned is to always keep going. Always. You know, I've come to find out is that, you know, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. And so I've really learned to put one foot in front of the other, good, bad, or indifferent, because eventually that storm passes.
If you don't show up, guys, you know the outcome. You'll never get the job, never get the part, never get the girl. If you don't show up. If you show up, you put yourself in a situation to create those opportunities. And when you show up, how hard do you go? That's the faster the opportunity will come to life for you. It's up to you guys. Small down payment that you're willing to pay every day for the large investment of a greater life. You only got one life, guys. If you work it right, you only need one.
I told myself I couldn't quit. I told myself this was going to happen. This is destiny. Whatever is really burning in your heart, you got to really believe in yourself. Even when nobody else won't, you got to believe in yourself and say, I'm not stopping. And I told myself I'd die before I stopped.
When you feel like giving up, don't. When you're thinking about giving up, don't. When it look like you ain't gonna make it, keep going. When they tell you you can't, come on, man, who are they? You got to be relentless.
I gotta thank the man up top, G-O-D, because I'm nothing without him. Last but not least, I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. But Snoop Dogg, you a bad.
Do you be yourself and make sure that you love being yourself. And it's going to be roadblocks, it's going to be tribulations, but always remember this is a life experience. Accept the experience, appreciate the experience. Find your journey, respect your journey, and love it.
You're going to realize it one day. That happiness was never about your job or your degree or being in a relationship. It was never about being like the others. That happiness was always about the discovery, the hope, the listening to your heart, and following it wherever it chose to go. Happiness was always about being kinder to yourself. It was always about embracing the person you were becoming. One day you will understand that happiness was always about learning how to live with yourself. That your happiness was never in the hands of others. It was always about you. It was always about you.
Just shut up and let me enjoy this pain. I don't want anything to numb it. I don't want anything right now.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream.
When they saw me in the gym in the pumping iron days, they said, why is it that you're working out so hard, 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, and you have always a smile on your face? The others are working out just as hard as you do, and they look sour in the face. And I told people all the time, I said, because to me, I'm shooting for a goal. In front of me is the Mr. Universe title. So every rep that I do gets me closer to accomplishing that goal, to make this goal, this vision, turn into reality. Every single set that I do, every repetition, every weight that I lift will get me a step closer to turn this goal into reality. So I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound squat. I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound bench press. I couldn't wait to do another 2,000 reps of sit-ups. I couldn't wait for the next exercise.
But where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's mm-hmm. wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've mm-hmm. got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
I know every motherfucker ain't gonna do what I'm gonna do. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me fucking happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak.
I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow.
It's a selection effect.
And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to fucking try.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
There was probably 100 days where I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to stay in the pool or stay in my bed and not get out. But those were the days where you have to. You have to get up and do something, because I think that's really what separates the good from the great. The greats do things when they don't always want to do them.
Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life.
I had 130 days in game, just sitting, looking at a screen, playing one character in one game.
If you think ordinary's cool, ain't no problem. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're gonna have to do extra.
Imagine if I could put this kind of focus into something in real life and just make that seem a little bit like a video game. Imagine the results I could get then.
You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category.
You know, when you're kind of addicted to it, you can play at any time.
You cannot be sleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in LA and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life, and your ass was asleep.
And again, so I was just like, imagine if I could feel like that, but in real life, turn life into a video game.
The Bible says, he who loves to sleep and the folding of hands, poverty will set upon you like a thief in the night.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and death. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
A blade does not become strong. It does not become tempered until it's been through the fire. Until it's been through the fire.
Nobody cares, you know? At the end of the day, nobody cares. What we're going through, how your body feels, nobody cares. We gotta do our job.
What is the single most important thing in life?
For me, I care about fulfillment, and fulfillment is doing hard things. From the age of 9, from the age of 12, I was telling my mom these things. Like, I feel a sense of responsibility. My childhood and whatnot, that it was sprung up on me from a young age. I just need to be responsible for people and things. For me, fulfillment comes from that sense of responsibility.
We don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you.
Your laziness is something that has to do with you. You're not connected to something deep enough. You don't feel the necessity. You don't feel the devil at your heels. You don't feel the fact that you could very well die tomorrow. It will impel you to get something done. There's no necessity behind it. And the human animal, the way we were created, is when we feel pressure, we feel the necessity to get things done. We can move mountains.
You're lazy, you know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read or write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it.
Most people, the bottom 80%, are lazy, and they're looking for an easy way. They're looking for a shortcut to be successful, and there aren't any. But if you do something repeatedly over and over, you develop a habit. So most people are in the habit of looking for easy ways to get the things they want.
To do anything successfully in life, you've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much in life, then dreams do come true. Anything you want can happen and become a reality. I believe that sincerely, and I'll die on that thought.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret. And that bill from regret is generational.
It's just a matter of what's important to you. And what's important to you, for whatever reason, you know, I felt like I didn't feel good about myself if I wasn't doing everything I could to be the best version of myself. Mm-hmm. If I felt like I left anything on the table, it would eat away at me. I wouldn't be able to look myself in the mirror. And so the reason why I can retire now and be completely comfortable about it, because I know that I've done everything I could to be the best basketball player I could be. Mm-hmm. That's where it comes from for me. You can't leave any stone unturned.
Nobody handed me nothing. If you want it, go get it.
Stop telling your visions to other people, because they're not going to see it. Why do you think you keep imagining opening a business? Why do you keep imagining buying a house? Why do you keep imagining driving a really nice car? Why do you keep imagining getting rich one day? Why do you keep imagining that? Because God is talking to you. He's showing you something that he has for you.
When I was a kid, I was wondering kind of what's the meaning of life? Like, why are we here? What's it all about? And I came to the conclusion that what really matters is trying to understand the right questions to ask.
No more f***ing around. You want your life to be better? I can't help you. Lee can't help you. Joe Rogan can't help you. Ari can't help you. Only you can f***ing help you. Grab your f***ing ball. Get a fucking notebook and write down what the fuck you're gonna do this year. And this is it. You're not gonna have these problems. Fuck the drugs, fuck the cigarettes. It all starts fucking today, all right? No more fucking excuses. That's the fucking, this is the year of the fucking soldier. We're getting back what belongs to us, and that's it.
A lot of people want to be successful, but they want to go to the club on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday, and then on Monday, they're getting outperformed by everybody in the fucking office, and they're wondering, why don't I get the raise and the promotion? Shut your fucking ass up. That's why, man. Get to work.
Get back to fucking work. It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the fucking noise. Get back to the fucking mental lab, because that's where the knowledge came from.
Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful. Look, I'd love to sugarcoat this thing for you. I'd love to tell you, look, you can go out here and get rich, do a couple of things. That ain't happening. You got to get real doggish. You got to get downright funky if you want to make it. Now, like I was telling you before, if you want to be ordinary, you ain't even got to listen to me. Just go on about your business. If you think ordinary's cool, ain't no problem. It's some really, really wonderful ordinary people. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're going to have to do extra. You put extra on top of ordinary and you come up with extraordinary. It's no other way.
All men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason. I'm going to say it again because you might have missed it. All men are created equal. Some work harder in preseason.
My name is Conor McGregor. I'm a mixed martial artist with the Ultimate Fighting Championship. What does martial arts do? Martial arts give me a focus. I don't know where I would be without martial arts in my life.
That's why I have to be so authentic and so real about my own insecurities, my own faults, just being a f***ed up person. I'm not the best at anything. I'm not gifted. I'm just driven. And it's all about trying to share that message with people. It's all about, you know, I speak to a lot of people.
Find your impossible. What is it you think is impossible? You could never quite grasp. That's what you can go after. If you don't have a dream, man, you're dead.
You'll only go as far as you dream.
That's it.
I tell that to comics all the time. They're like, I just want to make a living on it. And I'm like, that's all you'll do. You got to dream big.
Yeah. I think people say that because they're trying to be humble.
Yeah, but
universe doesn't reward humility, man. You might be humble with everybody else, but you got to tell the fucking universe, hey,
yeah.
I want to be bigger than life.
Yup.
If you give up on your dreams, what do you have left? Nothing. I can't live that way.
I wasn't born to be wrapped up in bubble wrap and a blanket and sit on the couch and tremble as the world goes by outside my door. I want the world to tremble when I go by its door. So it's a state of mind. All right, it's a state of mind. So learn, adjust what you can, and then just embrace the rest of it.
We're all writing a book. What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like, your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book? If the ending to my book can be so amazing because of all that was done.
We all like to take this four-lane highway, the easy highway. It has fucking signs, it has restaurants. We all love that four-lane highway. We always step over the shovel. And all I did was I picked up that fucking shovel, and that shovel, I made my own path. And you may have big boulders and they may be getting 200 miles up the road faster than you, but going through this path of life, this journey over here that you make yourself, that's incredibly difficult. What comes out the other end of that is some glorious shit that you can't even explain to people. And we're afraid. Bottom line is, most of us, even the people who have all these theories and it's easier to accept the fact that I'm just not good enough. I wasn't made to do that. And yeah, some of us can't be LeBron fucking James. But I tell you right now, man, we can do a lot of shit when it comes to this pure arm guts and willpower and getting through shit. We have a lot more, with a lot more than we think we have.
From that day forward, I made a promise that I will give it everything I got. I'm ready to die for what I had to succeed. I have to give it everything I got. That way I'm a winner no matter what.
The Mamba mentality simply means trying to be the best version of yourself. That's what the mentality means. It means every day, you know, you're trying to become better. Every person has the ability to put one foot in front of the other.
One step at a time.
Right? So like if you're saying, okay, I'm going to climb Mount Everest. You're at the bottom of the mountain and you look up and you're going, I'm not going to climb Mount Everest. Right? But if you break it down into sections and just one foot in front of the other, one step at a time, next thing you know, you're at the top of the mountain.
You can't stop. You can't quit.
I want to be the guy that people looked at. I don't care if you like me or didn't like. I don't care. But I said, this girl's going to keep coming after whatever the is in front of him.
Man, I like the picture of God looking down and saying, yeah, but that boy just won't quit. He just watching. He'll get back up and he'll get up swinging and he'll try again. He just don't quit. Get off your butt. Get out of those stands. Get in the arena. Get dirty. Get sweaty. Get bloody. Get knocked down. Get back up. Get knocked down again. Get back up. And when people point at you and laugh at your failure, say, yeah, I'm in the arena with a sword in my hand. And you're sitting up there and standing with a biscuit in yours. Who's more proud?
One time in my life, I felt that. What was my purpose? And sometimes you graduate out of high school, you look for that job, you look for that career, college, the degree, you still question, is this my purpose? I want to talk to you about the center, your center, your purpose. One question that I always ask myself, even as I would always ask myself, is your purpose. What's your purpose for living? Do you know your purpose? What you're created to do? Do you know what that is? A lot of people live their entire lives not knowing. Entire lifetime not being happy because they feel as though they're not fulfilling their purpose.
You see that man right there?
So, like, for instance, let's say you have no races. Let's say you have no classes, no nothing. There's no purpose in your life. You know, people need to have purpose to get up. They need purpose to perform. You need to get to a point in your life where there's nothing on the docket. There's no 5K. There's no, I'm going to get into school to be this or that and still perform to the highest level. Because what people don't get is one day that thing's going to come up. And if you're not constantly performing without purpose, you're not going to be ready when the time comes.
We've been around for 3.5 billion years. You know, every single one of your relatives propagated successfully. And here you are against all possible odds in this world of hell in some sense and bitterness and tyranny and malevolence. And yet God only knows what's inside you, this capacity for consciousness, the capacity to confront potential and to turn it into something good. That's us, man. That's the Western story. That's the individual as the cornerstone of the state. That's our responsibility. And it really is who we are. And so we need to know that, and we need to remember it, and we need to act it out. And then maybe we can see what we can do about it, you know? And see how good we could make things. And maybe that would be the purpose of your damn life, right? Not to be happy. It's like, there's problems to be solved. Be happy after you solve the goddamn things, right?
You It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But what's funny about it all is that we need these things to perform. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself. So that's the only purpose I need. So the reason I get up every day, even though there's no race or there's no school, there's nothing in front of me, is because I have pride in myself.
And it would be so good if we could, people wonder, well, what's the meaning of life? Like, what's it all about? What justifies the suffering and the misery and all of that? It's like, well, that's what justifies it. It's like you put yourself up against that. You think, okay, with all of this pushing against me, how much can I push back? Could I move the horror an inch back with all the strength that I have at my disposal? Man, and the answer to that is, yeah, you can. It makes you better with regards to yourself, but it also makes the world a better place. And so, well, so, you know, more of that.
It's easy to give up.
You know, hell
it's
yeah.
Easy, it's the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm done. I ain't going.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't going to keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work.
The
I'm
one,
done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
We don't want to suffer. We don't want to feel discomfort. So the whole time, we're living our lives in a very comfortable area. There's no growth in that. So for me, I realized that. The reason I became 297 pounds is because that was comfortable. What was very uncomfortable was running. What was very uncomfortable was being on a diet. What was very uncomfortable was trying to face things that I didn't want to face. And I also realized when I was really big, I had no growth. Why? Because I was living comfortable. So I realized for me to find growth, I had to face all these different things that made me very, very uncomfortable. One thing I faced was running. I absolutely hated running. But I knew for me to grow, I had to do this thing every single day. I wanted to start callousing my mind. I wanted to start becoming a better person. And how you become a better person, how you gain mental toughness, how you become the person you want to be, is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face. If you constantly run away from things that you don't want to face, how is there growth? How is there mental toughness? I can give you a class all day long about self-talk, visualization, eat an elephant one bite at a time. But if you're never putting yourself in a situation to actually practice these things, you're never going to grow. I can't put you out there we're all going through a battle in our mind. A warrior is not a person that carries a gun. The biggest war you ever go through is right between your own ears. It's in your mind. We're all going through a war in our mind, and we have to callous our mind to fight that war and to win that war.
You know, the war that you have to really fight is the war against yourself. You have to fight the war against yourself. Now, it's not easy to look in the mirror and to change your own life. It's hard as hell. You have to take responsibility. You have to learn new things. You have to feel uncomfortable. Good, because discomfort is how we grow. That's how we become strong. If you run away from discomfort and resistance your whole life, you will always be weak. Just think about the gym, for instance. But that's where I learned most of my lessons, right? The muscles only grows from resistance. You have to struggle. You have to build strength. The more I force my hands against that steel bar, the bigger the biceps get and the stronger they get. And I was trying to squat 600 pounds and bench press 500 pounds and deadlift 700. It didn't feel like a walk in the park. It wasn't easy, no. I was uncomfortable. It was painful. I mean, look at those photos. I was struggling. I was crying out loud in pain. I don't want you to be a loser. I don't want you to be weak. See, I've spent most of my life helping people find their strength. This is where the action is, strength. And despite all of the things that we may disagree about, and all my friends who might say, Arnold, don't talk to those people. It's not worth it. I don't care what they say. I care about you. I think you're worth it.
Sometimes you need to get knocked down before you can really figure out what your fight is and how you need to fight it. Sometimes you need to feel the pain and sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose that God predestined inside of you. I don't know what your future is, but if you are willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory, then you will not regret it. Now, this is your time.
The younger generation quits, not everybody. So I gotta put that, people get their butt hurt. So not everybody. Most of this generation quits the second they get talked to. You did this wrong, you did this wrong, or they get yelled at. It's so easy to be great nowadays, because everybody else is, most people are weak. This is a softened generation. So if you have any mental toughness, any ability, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it, but still do it. People have a hard thing to understand. I hate to run. And what makes me so crazy, it doesn't need more, people go, well, why do you run if you hate it? What are you talking about? I don't want to take showers and eat either. I hate that too. That's life, man. It wasn't until I changed that mentality that I became somebody. I hated going to school. So guess what? I was dumb as shit. That's what, 1 + 1 = 2. But if you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness. That's what people understand. By me running, I am callous in my mind. I'm not training for a race. I'm training for life. I'm training for the time when I get that 2 o'clock in the morning call that my mom is dead or something happens tragic in life. I don't fall apart. I'm training my mind and my body and my spirit so it's all one, so I can handle what life is going to throw at me. Because the life I've lived, it throws a whole bunch at you. And if you're not physically and mentally prepared for that, you're just going to crumble. And you're good for nobody.
Going back to who I am, how I became who I am today. And it comes back from hard work. It comes back from having that very minimalistic mindset.
The first step taken towards the domination of chaos and its transformation into order is a cardinal and difficult step. And so you can make it small, and that's fine, it'll still work. So I might say, well, just move the vacuum cleaner inside your room. And then I would also say to someone in that situation, don't do more than that. If the agreement that you've made with me and with yourself is that that's enough, abide by the contract that you've written with yourself and allow yourself to be grateful for the fact that you had the courage to take even a single step forward, and don't push your bloody luck, because maybe you'll have a brief fit and vacuum the whole rug. And then you'll be so annoyed at how you've destabilized your entire life that you'll redouble your attempts to make a mess, and the place will be more like hell than ever for 2 months. You have to start as low as you are useless, and that's low. So once you take the first step, the probability that you'll take a slightly larger second step increases, and that increases non-linearly.
But as I was there for so long, I got a really good chance to sit back, because now the cold water is just water now. It's no longer cold anymore. Your mind starts to change. They say get in the water, most people think about it. For you, it became my life. So I started learning that if you start to change your mindset versus it being like, oh my God, this sucks, I became a professional bud student. So I wasn't gonna leave until I graduated. So I started realizing, if this is my home, this is what I am, I had to always reset the bar. I had to reset my new norm. There always had to be a new norm. So one thing we don't do is we don't have a new norm. My new norm is you get up every fucking morning at 4 o'clock and you suffer. This is your new norm. That became my new fucking life. Most people want to get out of it. I said, no, motherfucker, this is your new life. This is who you are. Your new norm is you wake up and you suffer. And I started realizing, if that's my mentality, this shit ain't hard anymore. Right. Your fucking new norm is you wake up, you get in the fucking cold water, you're gonna be here till the shit's fucking done. Whenever they say you're out, you get out. So my new norm, so I do that now today. My new norm now is, if I'm doing a 200 mile run, your new norm now, man, is you fucking are doing 200 miles.
Whatever you do, you've gotta be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby. There was this. There was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And I just don't. I can't do it. I just don't. People are talking to me, and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
You love this game. I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door, they're just gonna slam it right in our face. I love this game, I live this game. And there's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there. When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
And my personal question to you is, why not you?
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
It's more socially acceptable to be our own biggest critic than it is to be our own biggest cheerleader.
Listen to the pain. It's both history teacher and fortune teller. Pain teaches us who we are. Sometimes it's so bad we feel like we're dying. But we can't really live till we died a little, can we?
You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
Could have been great.
Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is. It is. And it could have been the story of mine. And I tell a lot of people, go, what's your biggest fear in life? And my biggest fear, honestly, was
let's say this. Let's say I don't care if you believe in God or not. I don't care. So this is play a game with me. Let's say you're God, and we have a big long line of people, and I made it to heaven. I'm 75 years old. I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now, and you're judging us all now. So we're in line. We're all sitting there in line. You have Adam Brown. He has a big board up, and you're talking to Adam Brown about his life. And you rip it down. And I'm next in line, David Goggins. I see my name. I see all this shit. And God goes, hey, you say, read this, man. And I'm reading this list, and I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School, motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull up record, all this shit. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be.
You've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that.
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing.
You love this game. I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just going to slam it right in our face. I love this game. I live this game. And there's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there. When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes if nothing changes, man.
Everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can mold it.
When you had that third failure in a row, did you think, I need to pack this in?
Never.
Why not?
I don't ever give up.
I always felt like I could do anything. That's the main thing people are controlled by. Thoughts, their perception of themselves. They're slowed down by their perception of themselves. If you're taught you can't do anything, you won't do anything. I was taught I could do everything.
To all of you watching here, come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see. Thank you to the critics. Thank you.
Sometimes life can really hijack your mind. When that happens to you, you're all up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you fail a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying? Because I'm trying to get it.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not
take a chance. At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Les Brown's a motivational speaker. He made an analogy about this. He says, imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
I asked the question, why not you? And now here's my last question. My very last question on the questions to ponder is, why not now? There never was a better time. Take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world. Let's go do it now.
You are going to have to jump. You cannot just exist in this life. You have got to try to live. If you are waking up thinking that there's got to be more to your life than it is, man, believe that it is. But to get to that life, you're going to have to jump.
It's not a bad thing to be unique. It's not a bad thing to be different. It's not a bad thing to be comfortable with yourself, regardless of what everybody else around you is doing.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you could be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so f***ing obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the gym at 1 o'clock in the morning? What's wrong? You will never understand what is wrong with me.
There's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different can happen. Yeah.
You're crazy until you're successful, then you're a genius. For a lot of people, when you know you're grinding as a small channel, people think you're too obsessed, you're a weirdo, stop only making videos, like get a life, be realistic. People will convince you you're out of your mind for wanting to do this. But then once you're successful, they're like, yo, your drive, your tenacity was great. But it's like, yeah, well, where was that back then? You know what I mean? I didn't get that when I was a small channel.
It's only delusional until it works. So is it really delusional? And then once the world see it, there's nothing delusional about it. Now your delusion becomes, oh, he was a f***ing genius.
You must try things that may not work. And you must not let anyone define your limits because of where you come from. Your only limit is your soul. What I say is true. Anyone can cook, but only the fearless can be great.
I always felt like I could do anything. That's the main thing people are controlled by. Thoughts, their perception of themselves. They're slowed down by their perception of themselves. If you're taught you can't do anything, you won't do anything. I was taught I could do everything. You will believe in yourself.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way. There's no other feeling like that. You'll be alone with the gods, and the nights will flame with fire. All the way.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
That's not normal. Because we don't want to be normal. Normality
is what weak people call living. I call it death.
But where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. That's your missus says stay in bed.
That's it.
It's comfy. It's cozy. You've got work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
God, I know every motherfucker ain't going to do what I'm going to do.
Be the now of what you want to be later. It starts right now. And if you're not doing the now, don't ever expect the later to be the person you want to look in the mirror. Everyone's like, oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that. Later in life is turning around, looking in the mirror right now. That's the later in life. And unless that turnaround is something in progression, later in life, ain't gonna be anything different. Belief, when you turn around, you're gonna see something that put a smile on your face. It's gonna make you turn around the next day for action. Turn belief into productivity. Otherwise, why are you in here, man? You're in here to grow what? Think, guys. Think of where you want to be before you start what it is now. It's too hard, man. The journey's too hard. You guys, start trying to follow someone else's path to success. You guys are dazed and confused. You must travel your individual path to success. Someone else's path's already been done. It's time for you to incorporate what you believe in. Make your own path.
Everybody want to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
Let me tell you about a voice. Not this voice, but the one inside. The one that whispers. It tells me what's right and what's not. When to leave and where to go. It's not Shakespeare. It does not speak in memorable lines. My inner voice always gives it to me straight. Tells me who my real friends are. When to say yes. When to say no. Whether the person sitting next to me is the one I'll be spending the rest of my life with. Or not. Sometimes that voice is crystal clear. Go, stay, right, wrong. Sometimes it merely whispers. Don't let it drown in a noisy world. Because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice. Everybody has one. Few listen to it.